Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Around the world and coast on BetQL Network, on the Odyssey app, on Twitch, twitch.com/BetQL. With Mark James, I'm Jim Rodriguez. Happy or long on BetQL Daily, sitting in for the Joes and Aaron as they're enjoying their 4th of July. Hope you're enjoying your 4th of July. We're going to get after it as soon as we're done here. It's never too early. We just broke down some college football week one lines. Now let's talk about some NFL MVP because it's never too early, Mark James. And right now, who is your NFL MVP? I think his agent may be the MVP to be able to sell that bag of goods to the Browns and everybody else, which is incredible.
MVP. But you're asking me, who am I going to put money at a window to cash a ticket? Well, I Derek Carr, you can perhaps get some good value on, and I'm seeing him. The last I checked, he was about 20-1.
So yeah, and he's actually gone down, so people are agreeing with you.
Okay, which is fine. I'm going to go with the GOAT. He led the NFL in passing yards last year. He had the most touchdowns last year. I thought he should have won his 4th MVP, but the media has this fascination when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. And not that Aaron Rodgers isn't deserving. He's a 4-time MVP award winner. But I look at what Tampa Bay is bringing back. I know who they're not bringing back. Rob Gronkowski, at least for now. And even though his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, has said that Gronk will could eventually wake up, one day after the 4th week of the season or whatever and said, I want to play again. And obviously they welcome back with open arms. Here's the thing that you don't worry about. They got Cameron Brate. I know he's not Gronk, but they've got. Now, they acquired Russell Gage from the Atlanta Falcons. Well, there's also word down here. Now, I know that there's not odds in this right now, but there's a longtime connection. And Tom Brady, let me tell you how much power Tom Brady has at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Leonard Fournette was visiting, doing a tour of teams during free agency, and he was up in New England, and Brady texted, Brady found out, and Brady said, what are you doing up there visiting those guys, man? Like, what are you doing? He goes, well, the Bucs aren't showing me any love. Within 1 hour, I kid you not, Jason Light and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were blowing up Leonard Fournette's phone like a psycho telemarketer, okay? And Leonard Fournette was back with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He came out on the record and said this. So
nice.
There are reports out there. And even if it, and could you imagine this? Tom Brady's really good friends with this guy that Odell Beckham Jr. could be coming to Tampa Bay. He and Tom Brady are longtime BFFs. Brady's got a great relationship with them. They've even flirted with each other on social media about how great it would be to play with each other. Tom Brady is doing everything he can. Tom Brady to the Bucs is like LeBron James to the Lakers or what LeBron James was to Cleveland. He's basically, with all due respect to Jason Light, but Brady, it shows the power he wields by bringing back Leonard Fournette and getting him paid in full. If they get OBJ, Wow. First of all, they have no competition right now in the NFC South Division. And I mean none. Who is the star? Who are the quarterbacks of the Atlanta Falcons? Desmond Ridder, Felipe Franks, Josh Rosen, for crying out loud. The Carolina Panthers are coming back with Sam Darnold. Now, there's talk that Carolina could make a move for Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't care. And then New Orleans, Jameis Winston. I mean, please, really? You've got, and plus they got a new coach. No more Sean Payton. So, listen, the Bucs fall out of bed, J-Rod, and they're 6-0 in the NFC South Division. Falling out of bed. I just look at, even though I don't think Godwin's going to recover fully from that injury, they bring back Mike Williams. I mentioned Russell Gage. The Bucs have done a pretty good job drafting and filling in spots here and there. I just think that Tom Brady's going to have another unbelievable year. And remember, who did Aaron Rodgers lose in Green Bay as his number one target? Devontae Adams is now a Las Vegas Raider wearing silver and black. So I look at what the Bucs are bringing back, and I look at the other guys. Now, one guy who's getting a lot of steam in the NFL, and at one point he was the favorite, was Justin Herbert. But I'm putting my money on Brady if I want to cash a ticket.
Yeah, well, Brady right now, talk about value, 14-1 to be the NFL MVP. Herbert's at 11-2. Here's, you know, you always got to find a dark horse. You always got to find the one guy. That's what I do. I scour for value. And for me, and I don't think this is, you know, I don't think I had too many Red Bulls. I don't think I had too many Cuban cafecitos when I was coming up with this. I think a great value bet, maybe put a little pizza money on there. You don't have to go big on this. What about Matt Ryan at 33-1 with a stacked Colts team, a great offensive line, and a terrible division? I think Matt Ryan's going to put up some points. He's going to put up some stats. I think he's at 33-1. I'll roll with that.
How about this? You talk about 33-1. I'm going to take your Matt Ryan and raise you a guy who at the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season last year was the MVP, Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's 33-1.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Yeah,
and I'm going to take Kyler Murray.
I'll disagree there. I think Cliff will ruin Kyler Murray, and I just think he's going to get hurt. They're going to take him off. He's not going to be able to finish a season. But tell you what, I just got a great stat from our production folks here. If Matt Ryan wins a Super Bowl, it'd be the third straight year a guy on his first year with a new team wins a Super Bowl.
That would be and Frank Reich obviously is going to be really good for his career, and I think Matt Ryan and his wife.
I think Matt Ryan's a great dark horse for this.
It could be. I'm like Kyler Murray. They don't forget they.
Here's the crazy thing. Sorry to interrupt. Deshaun Watson is 18-1. What? Right. What?
Right, right. What? Kyler Murray. Don't forget they got Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
Don't forget D-Hop, like, you know, DeAndre Hopkins. They've got talent there. And he was the MVP for the first 6 to 8 weeks of last season. It was Kyler Murray's MVP yep. to lose, which of course he did to Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady finished runner up. But what I think that Kyler Murray, I think he has something to prove. Arizona yep. did not end the season, obviously, on a good note, the way they wanted to. There was some talk out there about how disgruntled he was with his contract, but there's value. 33-1. How can you not like it? I mean, that's something that I mentioned. I was talking before about Derek Carr, 20-1. I mean, yep. he's got Davante Adams coming in. You got Darren Waller coming back. They re-signed Hunter Renfro to an extension. Obviously, it's the Josh McDaniels era now, so they're going to open it up even more for Derek Carr. So it's going to be interesting to see what my silver and black do this year. I know they're in the toughest division in football. I know. And speaking of MVPs, J-Rod, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention a former MVP, Patrick Mahomes, 9-1.
Right. I think it's Josh Allen's year, and he's 6-1. Yep. I think he's going to win it. But I'll tell you, another one that I just saw when you look at non quarterbacks, how about T.J. Watt, 150-1. He goes out, has a monster year.
Hey, see, and I said this to our guy running the whole show behind the David Dykstra. By the way, that's not a bad value pick. Here's what I want to do. I don't have the line on this yet. I should, but I don't have it in front of my face. Like, this is a different sport, but we were doing college football. I said to David Dykstra off the air, I said to him, I think for the first time in 25 years and the second time in college football history, a defensive player, Will Anderson, will win the Heisman Trophy from Alabama. Mm. So when you go T.J. Watt, I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying my T.J. Watt on Saturday is Will Anderson, who should have been invited to New York last year for the Heisman. I think he's the guy that could have a Heisman Trophy winning year. And we know it's a quarterback award, but last time it wasn't a quarterback award. 1997, Charles Woodson at Michigan. So Will Anderson to me is the guy that could. Now Will Anderson, by the way, how about this for value? As Zach Kroll just messaged me, plus 3,000.
30-1. That's amazing.
30-1. Are you give it to me? Give it to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, get, it's all about that pizza money. Is it like the Joes and Aaron like to say, get that pizza money going.
Yes. Yeah. You got it. I unfortunately spend more than pizza money, but I see what you're talking about. I know exactly what there's a lot. Listen, how about this one? Let me throw another guy there out there for you who's in a new scene, not named Deshaun Watson, a guy who actually played. Russell Wilson, Denver Broncos, 16-1. Mm-hmm. Not bad. But you're in that division. You know your division is great when Derek Carr quarterback in the division behind Mahomes, Herbert, and Russell Wilson. Those three guys have better MVP odds than Derek Carr. And Derek Carr is one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL.
And he's got more weapons now.
He does.
So listen, so every year there's always a team that disappoints in the NFL. And that AFC West, for as much as I'm trying to believe the hype, trying to say, hey, this could be, you know what, all the teams could have at least, they could all have winning records, which one of those AFC teams in the Western Division, Mark, is going to fall on their face? The Chiefs, the Broncos, the Raiders, or the Chargers?
I mean, none of them should. None of them should, J-Rod.
Somebody will.
But I will tell you, I think just because familiarity, you got to remember, Derek Carr right now is going into his ninth season with the Raiders. So there's familiarity. And now you're bringing in Josh McDaniels. It's like a shot in the arm. And now you're bringing in Davante Adams, the best receiver in the world. So I don't think – I think Denver – and not that, I mean, remember what happened, Jerry Jeudy. There's some domestic issues in the, I know that I think it got squashed, but I just wonder in a new situation for Russell Wilson coming over into this division. Now, granted, he went from the NFC West, which is, you're talking about going up against the Rams and the 49ers and the Cardinals every year, but the AFC West is a whole nother, it's a whole nother animal. And when you, I could see Russell Wilson in Denver not having the year that I think everybody thinks that they will. And I think it's going to take some time. Now, Josh McDaniels is a new coach with the Raiders, but to me, you've got the parts already in place. You're like, imagine if you're a director and the studio's about to cancel a movie and you come in and you have a cast of Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert Downey Jr. and Brad Pitt, along with Scarlett Johansson and Amy Adams. That's what Josh McDaniels is coming into right now. He's coming right in and said, well, I've got Darren Waller, Davante Adams, and Derek Carr with Hunter Renfrow. Are you kidding me? I mean,
yeah, and the thing, I agree with you on Denver. You know, they could be the ones that fall on their face, because the one thing we don't know if Nathaniel Hackett could be a head coach. This is his first game.
I know, right?
We don't know. I almost feel like Denver hired him, and I know this is not true, but it feels like they almost hired him trying to lure Aaron Rodgers over there.
Yeah, of course they did, and now I feel that they're probably
now they got Nathaniel Hackett. Aaron Rodgers stays, and we're like, okay, what do we do now? Argument
about Josh McDaniels, but here's the thing: Josh McDaniels learned from the error of his ways when he was in Denver, and he got fired. And he's learned, and you learn that, you know, he even talked about it. He goes, listen, I look back at me, like back mm-hmm. then, I was just all about, I mean, for listen, this is the guy who urged the Broncos to trade up in the first round and draft Tim Tebow. Okay. So the guy was like, really, and he was all, he is like Belichick. Belichick wasn't a really great coach in Cleveland. He became the GOAT in New England. I'm not saying Josh McDaniels, nobody's going to be Belichick, but I think he's learned from the error of his ways. And let me tell you something. With all the head coaching, former assistants under the Bill Belichick tree, like Romeo Crennel, Joe Judge, Matt Patricia, I think the word
is sucks. They all suck as head coaches. I mean,
you believe, listen, Matt Patricia was a D coordinator. He's going to be their offensive coordinator now in New England.
The Lions fired a guy who had a winning record to get Matt Patricia, and he derailed the franchise again.
Amazing.
Yeah, you know, that's it's.
Yeah,
it's
by the way, in terms of teams, putting value there. There's a lot of steam on the Detroit Lions. Getting
some. I like them a lot.
Last year.
Let's take a break. Let's talk about the MLB card. It's 4th of July. Don't go anywhere. It's BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network.
It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.